Welcome to episode number 29 of the People's Champ podcast. This is a very special episode. We are doing our Wild Day episode. So this is coming out on April 24th. I hope you're having a very excellent Wild Day. With me, as always, is Jordan. And joining us for this special episode is the one and only Fire Twitter Game, the Swagger.
How's it going?
It's going, dude.
Happy Wild Day.
Happy Wild Day. May you all be enjoying the new sets.
Yes.
We're living in a preset world while we're recording this.
I'm having a great time so far.
I'm absolutely loving it. Killing on turn four with priest and dying on turn four against priest. It's a great time.
Yep.
I'm rocking the new anchor totem and even shaman, and I'm losing all of the games.
Yeah, the aggro rogue that now exists is definitely killing you a lot.
Mech mage is just
mech mage. Yeah, right, what a tier S for sure. That's got to go.
Yeah.
So, should we start as always with our trivia?
Sure. Thanks.
Greetings, everyone, and happy year of the Hydra to you all. Happy Wild Day. For my trivia question this week, I have, what month and year did Wild packs and expansions become available to for purchase in the Hearthstone shop?
Month and year.
Fish, I asked this exact question in my last Trivia Jeopardy. You can't do this,
Fish. Oh, no, that's not fair.
It was like Wild for 600, dude.
Well, Jordan needs to be nerfed anyways, because he's up 2-0 in the series. So, Swag, you get to pick whether you want to go first, in the middle, or last.
I'll go last.
Even after Jordan admitted he knows it.
Yeah. I mean, he's not going to remember.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
Right? Right? Right? All right. Well, I think I have to go first, just on the off chance that I do know it. I think I know the year. I don't know the month, but I'm going to have to pray.
Yeah.
That puts Jordan in the middle, huh? Yeah, so let's see. I know the year, I'm pretty sure, and that is 2020, I'm pretty sure. So then it's just the month, right?
Do you not watch my Jeopardies either? Is that what I'm learning here?
I watched it. I don't remember. You know how many videos you publish, my dude?
Like once every 3 weeks? What? Come on.
Yeah, it's hard to keep up with, you know?
I have a life, my dude. I'm going to say that it probably happened with an expansion drop, which means my answer is April 2020. Lock it in. All right, Jordan.
My second? It was 2019, for starters. So you were wrong there. And then it was December? Oh. I think it was December 2019. Okay. They released an expansion in December. I think it was December of 2019.
Fuck. Oh, I didn't say that. Can I also say December 2019, or is that not allowed?
Well, you said that exact thing before I went. You should have gone before
I was going to say that, too.
Of 2019, too? December of 2019? Yeah. Wow, you should have gone before me.
I should have.
So then if you think it... I guess
I'll say November then, because I have to.
Or January, January gives you more margin for error.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, because it'd be more recently.
Assuming we're going to the month and not the year, he can say January of 2020 and then like every month in front of you. Yeah.
Oh.
It's like a running clock.
November would be...
So you should say like January of... You should say like January of 1992.
Yeah, true. All right,
you get everything up to December of mine then, right? Because it's without going over.
January 2020. I forgot which way was over.
Yeah. Actually, which way is over? It'd be too late.
Yeah, which way is over?
More recent is over.
Yeah, so you want to go like January of 1992 if you want everything under me, or January of 2020 if you want everything between me and
Avapod. November 2019.
Okay. Well, then if it's September of 2019, you don't get it right. You only get one month this way.
Yeah.
You should say
it doesn't matter because it's December.
0 AD.
It doesn't matter. Yeah.
It's December of 2019.
It's December 2019.
I already did this as a Jeopardy.
It's not fair, Fish.
I even made it a TikTok. Rigged. Wait. No, I mean, that was the other one.
It's rigged.
All right. Listen to the answer.
All right. The answer to this podcast trivia question is December 2019.
Unfortunate.
Wow.
What a reveal.
I know.
Insane. Who could have seen this coming? Guys.
Insane.
In the grand scheme of things, I was off by 5 months, dude.
Yeah.
That's not too bad.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I wouldn't
Jordan
have
goes
known
up to Rio.
If I hadn't already done that. It's a
so then Swag would have won, although he chose to go last for some reason.
Yeah,
he was taking the risk that I would get the month.
Sure. Yeah, that one.
Smart call.
I mean, it's Price is Right rules. You want to go last.
Yeah.
Generally.
Unless but, you know it for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I think that's been the first one where it's been, like, actually beneficial to not go to, or to go first, you know?
Yeah.
The other ones have been kind of, like, could have been anyone's game. Well, that concludes our trivia. So, we're going to get into our pod. So, we asked Swag to come on. We're just going to shout out three Wild creators that we love hanging out with and love their content and all that good stuff that are good positive influences on the Wild community in our eyes. Sound good?
Yeah. A
couple of content creators that we enjoy.
Yeah. Yes. Some shoelace tying enjoyers.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. To start off, I'd like to say Sun Glitters. No.
I mean, good creator, but
yeah. Hi, Sun. Thanks for unblocking me.
Mm-hmm. You really rose up. You got went from blocked being unblocked and getting leaks. I mean, that's you really went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah.
See, now you just gotta shoot your shot and get sliding those DMs, dude.
Yeah, already tried. Yeah. Unlucky. Bad RNG.
Low roll.
Yeah.
He's got her sights set on Harry Styles. You've no chance.
Oh, true. I saw that. I have to say, God, we need more good drama hounds on Hearthstone Twitter. It's like me and her, and
she has gone on record saying he wants to create more drama.
Who has?
He quit Hearthstone for a week, and he wants the world to burn.
you said Shea?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, that's a solid game plan for him. I think
very on brand.
Everyone loves drama, dude. As long as you're not like involved in it, it's great to watch. Sucks to be a part of, but oh my god, it's great to watch.
Yeah,
you want to get us started with our shout out?
Yeah. So I wanted to shout out. I wanted to focus on people who have like really wide appeal. And sort of like a good, like, wide appeal creator who can bring a lot of people, a lot of new people into the format. And so I wanted to pick Raffle, who, I mean, everyone knows Raffle, right?
Famous.
Huge. One of the biggest Wild streamers and YouTubers. Insane. He works insanely hard. I respect the hell out of him. And there's also the whole like us being like friends and stuff. But that has nothing to do with it.
Besties.
On that same note, I also wanted to shout out Mark Mix, who I think some people might not immediately think of as like a Wild community member, but he mostly plays Wild decks, and the reason for that is because he plays to the strengths of the format where you can use any card, and he really takes advantage of that, taking like cards that like everyone has forgotten about and turning it into some weird OTK.
Yeah.
What was that lifesteal hand buff card? What was the name of that card, Jordan?
Oh, the Charger?
Yeah, what was that card's name? I need to get him to make an OTK with
and Knights of the Frozen Throne, that one.
The
one that the curveball you threw us in Hearthstone Jeopardy.
The 4-mana.
Oh, Deathaxe Punisher?
Yeah, Deathaxe Punisher. I need to get him to make a Deathaxe Punisher OTK. Oh, yeah. And on like a personal level, when I come up with an OTK that I personally don't want to put in the hours of losing games to try and make it work, I can just send it to Mark and he'll do it.
Like,
I've unironically done that before. If you look on his channel and find the Star Aligner Bolter Fist Ogre Rogue OTK, it was right here. Wow. But I didn't have to actually do it.
Yeah.
There are so many cheaper minions to have seven health.
Yeah, but
and Rogue
Ogre.
Yeah.
Ogre.
Yeah. Doomsayer.
Okay. Yeah, Doomsayer was actually the first the first one I tried, but then I was like, oh, we can discount by six mana. Wow.
How many Emperor ticks did you get? Or need?
No, you just do like Foxy Scabs.
Okay. Oh sure. Shark Foxy reduced by six.
Yeah.
So just like pretty, a different spoiler to Rogue.
Yeah.
With Boulder Fist, Starlanders.
I think this that actually might have been before Pillager Rogue really took off. It was like right around when Scabs first came out. Oh, lastly, I wanted to shout out Corbett because I think he's really the best of both worlds. Like, he does like sort of interesting off meta stuff, but also does competitive decks at really high legend, like really well. And I really respect players who can do both that well. So I wanted to throw him in there too.
Yeah, solid choice.
Absolutely.
I definitely would have had some of those in my consideration if we weren't doing no duplicates on our list.
Yeah,
no duplicates for sure. So Rafa was one of the guys who I started watching when I got into Wild. So, and I still watched quite a bit of him too. And then said also Corbett and Mark. Corbett just streams at four times for me, but I love hanging out with him and watching videos he's involved with. I don't know a lot about Mark, but I'll have to give him a look, see what he's up to. He sounds like my kind of dude playing.
He just plays absolute garbage.
Literally
an entire stream
like,
to get
he,
one
I don't know how he does it. Like,
he'll play for the whole stream with the deck
to
get
stream
one win.
A lot more. And like it's literally just like 3 hours of him losing games, and then he wins, and then he ends the stream because he got the footage.
Insane.
He's got a system, man. He's got a system.
I don't know how he does it.
That's the best.
I used to do a little bit of that, but I
video.
Just can't. I need to win some games.
Yeah.
I like to play memes, but I don't do anything
there.
That
I like to play like 35% win rate weight.
Yeah, exactly. Like that. I shoot for 50, but if it's 35,
okay,
I'm happy.
Most of mine end up in the 35 to 40 range. Looking at you, Desert Obelisk.
Oh, man. I love that card so much. Yeah. I love Desert Obelisk.
Love the only deck I play that sits anywhere close to 50% is like Ignite Mage.
Well,
everything,
really
else
fun
is,
memer.
Everything else is
one
far
day.
Away above that.
Yeah. Jordan is finally a memer now that Ignite Mage got
Don't you guys know?
Yeah.
Ignite Mage is a fun off-meta quirky deck now.
It's a fun quirky
it's
off-meta
very,
deck.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with it at all. Turn 7 lethal is just perfectly timed. You had enough time to win the game, and you didn't. Go next.
I jammed 3 games of Ignite Mage earlier this week to clear out my mage dailies.
Dude, you don't have this. Do you have the right list? What do you play, like?
No, not a chance.
You're Kindling Elemental in there, bro? Do you get the new technology?
Kindling Elemental?
Oh,
oh
it's
Lord.
Nuts, bro.
I
That's how you
went
on seven.
I almost put that in there. I was like, wait a second. Like, this
it's
is
good.
This is Mimi.
No, it's good. It makes your Chandler 4, and then
send
you can make
me
it 2.
Send me your latest list. I'm curious.
I'm currently testing Cold Light Oracle, which is a questionable technology. But...
Well...
That's the only minion that draws.
It's gone on a few mage decks of mine.
Yeah, but the Kindling is really good because it lets you make your Chandler 4, and then Evo makes it 2, so you can do 4+2+1 on 7 or on 6 with the
yeah,
run.
Yeah.
Which is about when you have to win or you die.
A Kindling Elemental Ignite list later on. I'm very curious.
Good card, and you honestly play it on 1. It's like enough anti aggro to buy you a turn sometimes.
Yeah,
it's just a 1/2, and you got the ping, bro. Ping goes hard.
That's a great card. I love that card.
And the Spear Polkell change is super satisfying in that deck.
Oh, dude, I've almost for. There's been so much hype around Crab and Kel'Thas. I totally forgot Polkell got on Nerf.
Polkell's down to 4, dude.
I need to try Reno Priest again. It's totally playable now.
Yeah, that'll fix the deck.
Yeah, I did Polkell to Holy Wrath Paladin. Ask me how that went.
I thought the one mana was
dude,
what you
I've
needed.
Been playing Holy Wrath. It's a lot of fun.
It's so much fun, but if you just don't draw the cards, and it sucks. I played it on my lunch break the other day, and I lost 4 games in 15 minutes. It was awful.
Have you tried Soup Vendors and that 3 mana lifesteal weapon? I play it with Call to Arms. It's
yeah,
so nutty,
list.
Dude.
That's the list for sure.
I do Call to Arms with the call because I'm a greedy little boy. It gets the call.
Vitality
and then,
but... Surge is nutty.
Oh, yeah. Heal 20.
Yeah. Heal 20, heal 25 after the call. But now we also have 2 mana quality back, so. We got a quality
I gotta
Pyro
put that,
again.
I got to put that back in there. I forgot about that.
It's down to five.
It's an inner fire counter.
This course is crazy. Another tangent. Yeah. But we can talk about that in a different episode. But
right,
it looks so much better than the last one. It's insane. You want
to
go next?
Yeah. I'm going to take this opportunity to say that not everyone's on this list. And I feel really sad about that because I wanted to include everyone. But we don't have enough time for that. Also, I didn't put which ways.
Swag.
I didn't put this guy on because even though he's my best friend and I watch all of his content and like it no matter what, even if it's garbage, which is not.
You gotta tell me
it's
when
not,
it's garbage, man. You gotta help me out. I need feedback.
Normally it's not garbage.
Slide you my DM swag with my videos.
Follow for
trash.
Follow.
Follow for follow. That's how we him and I started, dude. Yeah. We all it was...
You started with follow should... for follow. I don't
pretty much,
follow people, bro.
I mean, you and I followed each other back before we were like years before we even thought about streaming.
No, well, sure, you just act people to your friends list on Twitch, right? It's like whatever, dude. You
do that. So that's follow for follow.
Well, that's
but yeah.
Not quite.
Okay, I should get into it.
If I wanted fake followers, I'd just buy them like all the other Hearthstone personalities, man.
True, true.
$80 for like 500 followers, dude. I mean, that's a steal.
Yeah.
I want 500 fake and active followers.
Just do a giveaway, dude. Yeah. That's basically buying followers.
I thought about it because Otter said one good point about it, but like most, basically they're just dead followers that are worthless. But the one good point was like the higher number, like. It's easier to get people to take you seriously, which is
exactly
an actual real case. Like other streamers will take you seriously, even more nervous, but they're so fake. Like if you look at any of the people that retweet, they're like, really, all they do is retweet giveaways. It's like, these aren't real people.
Yeah. Some of them
some are.
If you look at their, the thing is, you're looking at tweets and not tweets and replies. A lot of them do reply to stuff.
That's fair. But most, like the majority is just inflated numbers.
But they also never follow. They never unfollow. So.
Right.
That's all that really matters.
Yeah, your number will stay up.
Podcast should do it to get above 29 followers.
No.
The podcast really is only 29.
It's a new
followers.
Account. New Twitter.
Yeah, it's pretty new.
The pod tweet's terrible. Drives me nuts.
Then you take care of it.
I don't have the password.
I will give it to you if it'll get you to stop complaining about it. Gross. Give me one less thing to worry about.
You go like tweets on it and your main account at the same time. So what are you doing, man? You can cut this out, but you gotta talk. It's like, oh, Andrew liked my tweet. Oh, PCP. I was like, what are you doing, dude? Like every tweet in two accounts. What are you doing? Nonsense.
Boosting your numbers, dude. Making these so people take you seriously. Make those likes up.
The numbers are just fine. I plan on buying my followers, dude. Just give money away in every video from now on. Mr. Beasting my stuff to the moon, dude.
There you go.
Every video from here on out will have a cash prize. Literally all of them. I've already given away one pre-order and two skin bundles. More to come.
All right, I just tweeted telling everyone to go follow you.
Oh,
so
my God.
You're welcome.
Oh my.
Well, at the end of the episode, we'll see how high it jumped up.
Okay. All right. First person I want to shout out is our dear friend Shia. So
former Hearthstone player.
Former Hearthstone player. He's streaming Hearthstone.
He's just
right?
taking a break.
I know. I'm messing.
Yeah.
He's taking a break.
He's super dope. Obviously, Casual Friday's replacement on the Hearthstoners, the podcast that doesn't exist.
Everything you love dies.
I was just playing Unite with Ghoul Daniel earlier today.
Oh yeah,
dude. I saw he got a pretty high placement in a tournament. That's kind of pog.
But yeah, so slight backstory time, kind of share some of my wild love. So, okay, flashback. We are in March 2020. I have not left my house in 2-3 weeks. I'm living on Twitch. I find Cream Puff. He's dope. I basically live in his stream. And he's like, oh yeah, I just recorded an episode of the Hearthstoners with these guys. And it was, at the time it was Fridays and Bill Daniel. And he's like, yeah, you should all go and listen to it. And me being the OCD person I am, I cannot just listen to most recent episode in a podcast. But I listen to Hearthstoners from 2018 on, which granted is only like 30 episodes. But like, I went back and I listened to them talk about obscure sets and nothing just to get a vibe for the show, learn to know these guys like Guinness because they don't talk about Guinness anymore, and listen to it all the way up. And by the time I get to the end of it, because in like the 3 weeks or whatever it takes me to listen to 30 episodes during lockdown, I'm like, we should start a podcast. And that is the inspiration for why I asked Jordan to start the PCP. So a little bit
curse
of
curse you, Shia. And yeah. Co. Curse you.
Well, Shia and Co. Yes. Big inspiration for the PCP, and Gul'Daniel on Fridays were really instrumental in giving me some information on how to get this off the ground, giving us our first couple podcast platform hosting sites or whatever, getting me pointed in the right direction. So that was really cool. And I love Shia for that. And Gul'Daniel as well, obviously. The Hearthstoners in general. Second person, or group rather, I want to shout out. Spreading some more wild podcast love. The Born to Be Wild guys.
Love them.
That group of guys does so much for the wild community at a more like person-to-person level. Like, I know you were talking about like the faces everyone knows, the Rothels of the world, where like everyone knows them, and like it helps get new people into the community. And I love those guys, don't get me wrong, but I love the people that, once people are in the community, the people that help plug people into the community. So like Born to Be Wild hosting the listener series, like I've met so many people through listener series I would never have met otherwise.
The listener series is incredible. I love what they're doing with it.
The amount of work they put in to that, and they just do it because they love it, and I love that. Like, Sheep is great, Hydra is great, Nate is great. They are all just, they're kicking ass over there, taking names. Big fan of those guys. And again, always willing to talk shop and like help us when I hit a snag and I need answers. So always helpful. And then the last person I'm shouting out of my three is the ever incredible person not from this planet, Martian Boo. Anyone who knows me, this is no secret that I like Martian Boo quite a bit. He is amazing. I was there when he was
some Hearthstone personality.
Is very wholesome. Whenever I do manage to throw a sub his way, which money's tight, but when I do throw a sub his way, I have the little founder's badge because I was there way back when it was just me and Shadow and a couple others, and it was great. I actually found him through a Cream Puff post, so good on that. Cream Puff was a gateway to the wild community. Martian's great. I love viewer decks. I wish he would do it more, but I know it doesn't make him as happy as it used to, so I understand him moving away from it. And Martian's great. He's always down.
Viewer decks are a mixed bag, I have to say.
Yeah.
They can drive you nuts.
Yeah.
Sorry for interrupting you.
No, you're good. I want to get to the point where I can have enough cards to do viewer decks. I feel like I'm close as long as people don't throw me super obscure decks, but people will. So, yeah. So those are my three. I love Martian, and he is almost the only, he's the only one that I like really like find the time to tune in for in my busy work life schedule. I'll throw him on when I'm like getting ready for work. Because a lot of times, dude, you stream like after I'm in bed. I love you, though. You're great.
I know. I'm messing
the
up.
The old 6 p.m. start time.
Yeah.
Bro, you don't
too
even know.
Too late for me, bro.
Dude, you have a one-year-old. See how much you
sleep.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I remember. I was watching Slizzle. Shout out to Slizzle, by the way,
Slizzle.
Was talking to Slizzle, and he was streaming super late, and I was talking about how I couldn't sleep. I was like dealing with insomnia, and he was like, well, let me tell you, do you know the best way to fix insomnia and get lots of sleep? Just have a child.
You will sleep in at times and doing things you never knew were possible.
Yeah.
Quite incredible. Want to talk about those guys at all before we move on to Jordan's? Gotta love those.
Swag mentioned that Martian was the most wholesome, and it reminded me of the most recent video I made with him in it, the Guess Who, where Martian asked Tom Carter, would your character go to prom with a date? And then I made the joke that, okay, now you gotta rule out everything that Tom thinks is ugly, and Martian goes, oh, is that how Tom would think? I was going off of the energy.
Oh, no.
I'm like, well, I mean, I think you were the only one thinking that, but sure.
What was this?
The most recent YouTube video, Hearthstone Guess Who. I made like the Guess Who board game and tabletop simulator with Hearthstone characters.
Nice.
Yeah. I play tested it with him.
I was like, yeah, okay. I didn't think about energy, but maybe.
Well, I am not surprised that none of my questions made it in there. All of mine were like, do they got the mommy milkers?
Didn't fit a lot of coherent.
How could you leave those out, Jordan?
It didn't fit. What they didn't make sense. Include like our little test.
How am I not okay? I made didn't a big mistake. I apologize. I was not subscribed to Jordan's channel.
Tragic.
Right,
sorry.
Most of my people that watch mine are not subscribed. Maybe I should start saying my videos like the professionals.
Yeah.
Most of you watching are actually not subscribed. So maybe you should do that.
You gotta.
Here's this chart.
Make one of those graphics that like sort of like has the little clicker.
I have the same one Dream has. It's free online. The like little clicking on the bell next to it.
God, I love that face.
The Hearthstone party game
thumbnail. Oh, that's so good.
Oh,
it's so good.
I have a follow-up praise of Martian. So back when I didn't play Wild, my go-to for like all like Hearthstone balance update type things and like, you know, core set, whatever, all that stuff I got from Kibler because he's really good at talking at a camera and being very engaging while doing it. Since I moved to Wild, Martian has filled that role. I just want to shout out Martian's like set reviews and like and reactions to core set nerfs and stuff. That stuff is amazing, especially for someone who doesn't have time to like go through the patch notes and do it. I can just like throw it on when I'm like eating, and it's super like it's very fluid, and it's like it makes me think about the cards in ways that I probably wouldn't otherwise. Big shout out for that. Good YouTube content. Yeah. The 40-minute videos that only I click on, according to Jordan. 40-minute videos are my bread and butter.
There's a reason none of Mr. Beast's videos are 40 minutes long. They do get good watch time if you can hold someone for that amount of time. But that's why I do different videos, because Martian does that, and I can do something else. Nobody else is making Hearthstone Guess Who.
It's true.
Yeah.
And I think that
you are the only one in your niche right now.
Hopefully that niche has any sort of interest at all. Still finding that out. Could be making these just for fun, and that's fine if that's the case.
I mean,
it's nice to get bigger numbers sometimes.
Your YouTube growth has kind of spoken to that, I feel like.
It's not exactly fast, but the thing, it is compounding, right? So eventually it'll exponentially grow.
It's an exponential curve.
Yeah, theoretically. But for now, it's nice and slow. Chugging along on the grind, dude. It's always fun, though, the YouTube grind. You know, you put more effort than normal into something to make it extra good, and it'll do extra bad. It's like, oh, nice. Like, it took, like, 3 days to do, like, subtitles and a couple of shorts, and they all bombed. It's like, oh, that's a bummer. Those are, like, the best shorts I've ever made. But that's life. You gotta keep playing the game. And now that you subscribe, Swell, you can watch my videos, and you can DM me if they suck and tell me why they suck.
Yeah, no, true, true.
That'll help. I'm so desperate for feedback. No one gives feedback. They're just like, watch or don't watch.
I'm too nice, apparently.
You only get feedback if it's good. You never get feedback when it sucks. You have to go to YouTube down and be like, okay, low retention. I guess this video sucked, but it'd be nice to know more more like human feedback.
There's your drama swag. Just like,
yeah.
Go tweet on Twitter.
Jordan,
like,
your new video sucked balls, bro. I just wanted to let you know.
All right. Just here, check your DMs real quick.
Oh, gosh. Here,
I just sent you a list of all of the videos that suck.
Is it just a link to my channel?
It's just a link to your channel. All right. Hopefully that's some feedback you can take it
can
into
I
account.
Tweet that out with no caption?
Just post that with no context.
I'll test it in the Twitter testing grounds. But you know the place.
Yeah.
Just post that with no context. Be like, Swag flamed me. Cancel him.
Yes. Okay. Yes, I did. What you gonna do about it?
All right. Anything else, or should I move to my list?
Yeah, let's hear yours.
List. As with the other two, I might have had others on my list if we weren't doing no duplicates. But we are doing no duplicates, so, you know, Martian and Corbin, whatever, can't be on my list. But that's okay, because finding three, the one on their list that I like was not hard. The first person I'm going to shout out is none other than Get Meowth, an OG of the Wild scene who somehow manages to consistently release a podcast episode, video and all, and stream several times a week, and make videos several times a week while being a PhD student.
Yeah,
like,
I know. It's
not sleeping. And like,
that's a real answer.
This man's got to burn out here soon, and I'm very sad for when that happens. But so far, he's kicking good.
Dibs on his time slot. That was a joke.
Well, I shoot for blood tonight.
Dibs on his time slot.
Share
his
the
time
love.
Slot
he's,
is
he,
I get home from work and have time.
He knows I'm joking.
Invite Swag on. Share the love. Swag takes shots at everyone.
He's been doing it for so long, and he's started posting from the start of content, so you get to see his State of the Wild and his other videos slowly improve over time. And I hope in someday, you know, a couple years down the road, I can look at my channel that way and be like, wow, look where we've come, you know? And so that's super cool. He's been around for so long, and he's a chill guy.
Yeah.
Next, not nearly as chill, but enjoyable in an entirely different way, chaotic as ever, Goku. Admin of the Wild Side Discord, just the best playlist of any Hearthstone streamer out there. Just absolutely jamming, though. Probably a little too drunk sometimes, but, you know, you do you, Goku. He's a very enjoyable dude.
No such thing as
I love Goku.
Very addictive to hang out in his chat and just like
It's just an infectious joy that he has when he lives life while streaming.
Great stash.
Great stash. Great music.
Yeah, best stash in all.
He's such a nice guy. He does a really good job of making everyone feel involved.
No offense.
Okay.
No, he's got the best stash. I'll say it to Andrew's face. He's got the best. And then my third, back to the chill front. This is maybe not so the one I get to watch the most because of the time slot, but I think, like, unequivocally, this person is, like, the best, like, streamer that, like, Harshen has to offer. Like, in terms of embodying what it means to be a streamer and, like, being good at entertaining and being good at, like, being in the culture with the emotes and just, like, the vibes and just, like, knowing how to stream. I think he's, like, the best streamer out there. Whether or not that's your cup of tea is up to you, obviously, but, I it's hard to deny as, like, a fellow aspiring creator that he's just like the nuts. And like when he has four digits in a year or two, I won't be surprised. And that's, of course, Engine. If you don't know him, he streams like kind of inconsistently because he's also a college student, but fairly consistently, like either when I'm working or like asleep, because he streams EU
it's
in
like,
mornings for me.
7-8 a.m. ish
Eastern. Yeah. And then sometimes he's just like on late during the day. Like today he streamed during the day you or NA, and sometimes he's on like super late and I'm like, what time is it? Anyway.
Cause I, like I said, I have trouble sleeping sometimes. So like I'd get up really early in the morning, and for a while Corbett was streaming around that time and he was like my main like insomnia streamer. But then he's completely switched times and now Engine's the guy.
Yeah, he's super entertaining, super good at streaming. Yeah,
oh, he's so good. His emotes are amazing. Yeah, he's got that Twitch spice, you know? Like you said, he knows the culture.
He's doing very well.
During lockdown, I would get up and I would get up like 8 Eastern or whatever, just doing whatever I was going to do that day. But while I was waiting for like Martian's stream to start, you know? Like, because he always starts at like 11 a.m. Eastern, and he was like my go-to streamer for most of lockdown after Cream Puffs slowed down. I would throw on Bat for that same reason. Bat was just like the best one in that early time slot when I was, or he was just like really entertaining, and he played Warrior, which I loved at the time. It was like all risky skipper packages stuff and a little bit of Odd Warrior. All good stuff. Another great content creator that I don't see as much as I'd like to anymore.
There's a lot of people that could be on here that aren't. But we'd be here for hours absolutely. Talking about all of it.
Right. So, there should be like a
gone but not forgotten.
Gone but not forgotten.
You just have a bunch of people that used to be in the community or used to.
There should be a poker rap. Just do a poker rap version of just listing every wild streamer.
No. You have fun. You have fun with that.
What do you mean? That's not your wild day. Wild day video you're putting out.
No.
DM coming soon to a Swags YouTube.
No. Oh yeah, I do have a YouTube channel. Go sub right now. Pause the video, go sub, and then come back.
You have my permission, not that you need it. He's good. He's a good man.
I'm a great podcast guest.
So we got through like 9 plus some honorable mentions. Kind of a vibe. Lots of name drops that weren't in our official 9, but we love Wild and we love all the community members that make it up. Both in front of the camera and behind it, or not behind it, but like in chat and stuff. Super happy that we can celebrate Wild. I hope this takes off. I know with it being the first year, it may not be super big, but I know I saw some DMs from people that they're going to, you know, do a special tweet, do a special stream. And that's all this is really about is just, you know, spreading the love, show your love of Wild. And hopefully we can make this a thing.
Yeah, hopefully. I think it would be a fun thing to do every year.
Yeah. Celebrate the people around us, dude. All of our friends that we all found during this weird world we live in of being inside all the time. So with that, Swag, we want to thank you tons for coming on.
Thank you for having me. I love talking about Hearthstone.
Any plugs you want to throw out?
Subscribe to my YouTube and my Twitch, Swagwar TV. Oh, and my Twitter, yeah, too. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I stream Wild Hearthstone, lots of memes. I'm a great guy. You should just like follow everything.
Yeah. I 100% support all that. He's awesome. Check him out. Jordan, anything you want? Any videos coming up?
I got two in the works.
Coming out on April 24th.
Any that are coming out April 24th or before? Yeah, probably. Guess that Zoom did not will probably be out before the 24th. That features Otters, X Tuliop, and King Ogre. Looking at a zoomed
King
in.
Ogre, yeah, shout out Ogre.
Yeah, ogre's the guy, man. And yeah, they played a little competition where they looked at zoomed in Hearthstone art and they had to guess what it was. And if they couldn't, I zoomed out and then they could guess again until they got it.
Got
and
you.
Kept zooming in.
You're up to 33, by the way.
We are.
Yeah, I've been getting the notifications here. Swag goes hard in the paint, dude. Thank you to
bully people into following.
Thank you to those who followed because of Swag's tweet during the podcast. Love you guys. Well, without further ado, hopefully you are going to have or have had an excellent wild day and enjoyed some of the best format Hearthstone has to offer during this wonderful day. So I guess we'll just leave you with this. If you see a People's Champ, and if you're playing the Battlegrounds mode, you know, like a wild betrayer. I'm kidding. But if you see a People's Champ, just buy the People's Champ. Or maybe just throw a Kaboombot in your deck for us on Wild Day. Just for us.
Yeah.
Throw it in your Mech Mage. That's the move. All right. Well, thank you all for listening. Enjoy the rest of your Wild Day. And we'll see you next time.
Peace. Bye.